Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI for Good Applications in Sustainability, Humanitarian Action, and Health is a practical nonfiction book about the use of artificial intelligence in public interest domains. Written from the perspective of Microsoft AI for Good Lab Leadership, it examines how data science, machine learning, computer vision, satellite imagery, and collaborative research can be applied to problems that are difficult for governments, nonprofits, and researchers to solve alone. The book is not primarily a technical manual for model building, nor is it a general introduction to AI. Its purpose is to show how AI projects move from social need to usable intervention when technologists work with subject matter experts in fields such as climate resilience, biodiversity, disaster response, public health, accessibility, and humanitarian planning. Its central argument is that AI is most valuable when it augments human expertise, uses responsibly sourced data, and is governed by ethical constraints appropriate to high-stakes environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as a collaborative tool rather than an autonomous solution. A central theme of the book is that socially useful AI depends on collaboration between technical teams and domain specialists. Levistefares presents AI not as a self-sufficient substitute for conservationists, doctors, humanitarian workers, or policy planners, but as a tool that can increase their ability to observe patterns, prioritize resources, and make decisions under uncertainty. This framing matters because problems in sustainability, health, and crisis response are not purely computational. They involve local knowledge, institutional constraints, ethical trade-offs, and incomplete information. The book, therefore, emphasizes project design in which data scientists bring modeling capacity while partners define the real problem, interpret outputs, and judge whether a solution is operationally useful. This approach also reduces the risk of building technically impressive tools that fail in practice. In humanitarian and environmental contexts, a model may be accurate in a narrow sense yet still unhelpful if it cannot be used by field teams, updated with new data, or trusted by affected communities. The book's practical contribution is its insistence that AI for Good is a partnership model, not simply a category of software. Secondly, data selection as the foundation of responsible social impact AI. The book gives sustained attention to data because the quality, coverage, and ethics of data determine what AI systems can responsibly accomplish. In the examples associated with the AI for Good Lab, relevant data may come from satellite imagery, sensors, health records, environmental observations, open data sources, or partner organizations. The point is not that more data automatically produces better outcomes, but that the right data must match the social question being asked. For instance, disaster mapping requires timely and geographically precise information, while public health work requires careful attention to privacy, representativeness, and consent. The book also highlights a common limitation in social impact projects. Underserved populations are often the least visible in existing datasets. This creates a practical and ethical problem, because AI systems trained on incomplete data can reinforce exclusion. Levistefares, therefore, treats data work as more than a preliminary technical step. It includes identifying gaps, evaluating bias, protecting sensitive information, and deciding whether a dataset is appropriate for the intended use. This perspective makes the book especially relevant for organizations tempted to adopt AI before understanding their data environment. Thirdly, sustainability applications built on remote sensing and ecological monitoring. In the sustainability sections, the book shows how AI can expand the scale and speed of environmental analysis. Many ecological and climate-related problems require observing large areas over time, which is difficult through manual fieldwork alone. AI can process satellite images, sensor data, acoustic recordings, and other environmental signals to detect patterns that would otherwise take months or years to identify. The book's examples include work connected to biodiversity conservation, wildlife monitoring, agricultural assessment, climate risk, and infrastructure mapping. The value of these applications lies in converting raw observation into actionable information. A conservation team may need to know where species are moving. A humanitarian organization may need to understand heat vulnerability, and planners may need to identify areas at risk from flooding or other climate pressures. AI does not remove the need for ecological expertise, but it can narrow the search space and make monitoring more continuous. The book is strongest when it treats sustainability as an operational challenge. Decision makers need timely, spatially detailed evidence, and AI can help create that evidence when paired with reliable data sources and field validation. Fourthly, humanitarian response through faster mapping and population insight. The humanitarian dimension of the book focuses on how AI can improve situational awareness during crises and strengthen planning before crises occur. Disaster response often depends on knowing where people are, which areas are damaged, and where resources should be sent first. Traditional mapping and assessment can be slow, especially when infrastructure is damaged or when regions lack recent population data. The book describes how machine learning and satellite analysis can help identify affected structures, estimate population distribution, and support relief organizations with faster information. This is not presented as a replacement for responders on the ground, but as a way to reduce the time between an event and a usable assessment. The same logic applies to preparedness. If organizations can better map vulnerability before a disaster, they can plan evacuation routes, target aid, and anticipate where health or shelter needs may arise. The book's humanitarian argument is practical in emergencies. Delay has consequences. And AI can compress some forms of analysis from slow manual review into faster decision support. The limits remain important, since model outputs must be checked, contextualized, and integrated into real response systems. Lastly, ethical governance in health, accessibility, and high-stakes AI, the book repeatedly connects AI for good with responsible governance, especially in health, accessibility, and other high-stakes settings. These domains involve sensitive data, vulnerable populations, and decisions that may affect safety or access to services. La Vista Ferrers addresses issues such as bias, privacy, transparency, security, and the continuing need for human oversight. This is significant because the positive intent behind a project does not guarantee a positive outcome. A health model trained on unrepresentative data may perform poorly for some groups. An accessibility tool may fail if disabled communities are not included in data collection and evaluation. And a humanitarian system may create risk if sensitive location data is exposed. The book also acknowledges broader limitations of AI, including the absence of human understanding, common sense reasoning, and independent judgment. Its ethical stance is therefore neither rejection nor uncritical optimism. It argues for disciplined use, start with a clearly defined problem, test in limited settings, involve stakeholders, protect data, monitor performance, and keep humans responsible for consequential decisions. This makes the book a governance-oriented contribution as much as an applications-oriented one. In conclusion, AI for Good is best suited for readers who want to understand how artificial intelligence is being used in real social and environmental settings rather than in abstract. Demonstrations. Data scientists, nonprofit leaders, public sector officials, researchers, students, and technology managers will benefit from its emphasis on project framing, partnership, data readiness, and ethical deployment. The book is useful for technical readers because it shows the kinds of operational constraints that shape AI outside commercial products. It is equally useful for non-technical readers because it explains why AI projects require careful problem definition, reliable data, and domain expertise before any model can be useful. Compared with many books about AI, it stands out by focusing less on prediction about the future and more on documented applications in sustainability, humanitarian action, health, accessibility, and crisis response. Its distinctive value is the combination of institutional experience, field-oriented examples, and a cautious view of AI's limits. It does not treat AI as a universal remedy, but as a set of methods that can help organizations see patterns, allocate resources, and act faster when used responsibly. Readers looking for deep coding instruction may need a more technical companion, but those seeking a grounded map of AI for public benefit will find this book especially relevant. If you would like to support Juan M. La Vista Ferrers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.